You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the Auckland Pride Festival Board has asked the Department of Corrections to withdraw its application to march in next month's Auckland Pride Parade. Corrections' presence at Pride events became contentious after a protest group, No Pride in Prisons, gatecrashed the parade, objecting to the department's staff for their treatment of transgender inmates. I spoke to Emily Raketeer about the action taken by the Pride Festival Board and started off by asking her to give me some background of the whole situation.
So for the past 2 years now, No Pride in Prisons has been making critique of the prison system in Aotearoa, particularly around the violence and racism that's directed by the prison towards prisoners. And part of that has been a specific critique of the treatment of transgender prisoners in New Zealand prisons. As kind of part of that critique, we've disrupted the Auckland Pride parades for the last 2 years because the Department of Corrections and the police have been invited to march. And this year, Pride has finally agreed with our position on corrections and has not allowed them to march. This has come out of a decision that was made at last year's Pride Parade, where corrections were told they had 1 year to produce a transgender prisoner safety plan and implement meaningful policy changes to protect the safety and well-being of transgender prisoners. And that has not happened.
Right, yeah, of course. And so how did that agreement come around at last year's Pride Parade?
As an organiser within the Pride and Prisons, I was invited to speak with the Pride Board and explain the critique that we had of the prison, that our critique of the Department of Corrections wasn't just some kind of wild emotional response that was backed by research and backed by analysis. And I explained that to the Pride Board and laid out some material steps which the Department of Corrections could take to protect the well-being of transgender prisoners. And the Pride Board let them march last year on the condition that they would implement some kind of plan, and they didn't implement that kind of anything really. They've made no material change since last year. And so they've been banned this year.
Yeah, right. So did Corrections agree to make those changes in regards to their treatments of transgender prisoners?
Yeah. So they were only allowed to march last year because they said that they would have done something by this year, and they haven't.
Right, yeah. And as I understand, you guys had to occupy, what was it again?
It was this Department of Corrections Central Regional Office. So part of what No Pride in Prisons does is we have a number of advocates who work with prisoners in New Zealand prisons. When these prisoners are experiencing human rights abuse, we take whatever steps are necessary to rectify that and to improve their conditions. And so we occupied the Department of Corrections Central Regional Office in Hamilton on behalf of a transgender woman who had been put into solitary confinement against her will for her own safety.
Right, yeah, which I mean completely goes against any changes that Corrections said they would make, obviously. Also, has Corrections responded to the Pride Parade Board asking them to withdraw their application?
So they actually, I thought this was quite unprofessional of them. They actually just posted a comment on one of the news articles about it, which I thought was a kind of telling example of how bad they are at doing their jobs. they basically just did what they always do when their human rights and abuses are pointed out, and that was just to lie about how hard they're working and say that they have a really hard job and they're doing their best. But the fact of the matter is, this is not an isolated example. Prisons aren't only failing to protect the human rights of transgender prisoners, and everyone else in prison is doing fine. The reality of the situation is that when the Ombudsman, who are the government's independent complaints investigation service, investigated a random sample of New Zealand prisons, they found that every single one of those prisons was breaching the UN conventions against torture. Medical neglect, sexual violence and abuse were found in every single one of those prisons. So this is one particular example of one particular class of prisoner who are being abused and subjected to the worst excesses of the violence in New Zealand prisons. But that's a universal problem, and that's why No Pride in Prisons advocates for the absolute and unqualified abolition of prisons in Aotearoa.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, Will like any sort of corrections department, do you think, have a presence still at Big Gay Out that's also coming up this month?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually. I haven't thought about it. It's possible.
Yeah, because I mean, I understand, you know, obviously, as it's a public event in a park, blah blah blah, whatever, there is sort of like some police presence, you know, like you'd have at a festival or a whatever. But would you guys sort of like to see that not happen? Are you opposed to that, or is that sort of like a different issue, do you think, as like in comparison to them actually marching in a parade?
Yeah, I think if the Department of Corrections does have a presence at Big Gay Out, they'll be there to recruit. They're pushing for a massive increase in staff at the moment because a series of policy fuck-ups made by Judith Collins has massively inflated the prison population and they don't have enough staff.
Right.
So that's something that we're opposed to, and we're opposed to them recruiting anywhere because they shouldn't exist, let alone have an increased payroll. But it's definitely not a priority for our organisation.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
If I could just kind of promote something for a second. North Pride and Prisons has organised an event called 10,000 Too Many, which is a public march taking place on Saturday, 11th of February. We're meeting outside Altair Square and marching up to Mount Eden Prison to hear public speaking about the fact that the prison population has reached a completely unprecedented 10,000 people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.